because I'm at the end, I'm a storyteller.
Yes.
So I would love to do this because at the end, it's not like always 2D, it's like 3D. It's moving, it makes something. And I have the feeling music and dance always make a something with the people. You can see really people crying or with the face like, oh my God.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Pay to Draw. Was that too loud? That hey? That was so loud.
That's fine.
Okay. Hi, I'm one of your hosts. My name is David Leutert, and I'm an illustrator as well as a lettering artist based in mostly beautiful Berlin. With me here today is my cool co-host and living legend behind both the drawing board and the drum kit. That's Vicky Vicuña Chihon.
Hi. Hi, I'm Vicky, also known as Victoria Chihun, and I am mostly an illustrator with a lot of hobbies. And today I'd like to introduce you to our very exciting guest, Yumu.
Yay! Hi, Yumu.
Yumu was brought up in Hannover, Germany, with roots in Peru and Chile. And now she lives and works in Berlin as a freelance artist. The cult of shamanism and the connections between humanity, the spirit world and nature are constant features of her work and serve as inspirations for her masks, canvases and murals. She uses whatever comes to hand in her works, creating a new surreal world. Welcome, Yumu.
Hi, Yumu.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. That was such a nice introduction. So you it's Yumu. It's how do I pronounce that? Is it a Spanish J or an English or just a German? We'll just say Yumu.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Now that we got this out of the way, full transparency, I was stumbling across this introduction. I don't know. Maybe it's just I would say it's not even morning, it's noon now, but there's no excuse. I cannot read. So I have a bunch of questions, and let's see if we can fit everything I want to know in this podcast. But first of all, I read that you started making street art as a child. I think you said like with 9 years or something.
No? Okay, no, never. I never wrote this, I think.
I think it was in a video interview or something.
Ah, yeah. No, actually, yeah, I started like every baby artist when you were like 9, maybe, when you can like start to paint with colors. That's how I started painting. Okay. But like, I don't know, I will not even say graffiti because I had like a spray can and I was doing some horrible things. Oh my God. In Palma de Mallorca when I was studying there fashion design. And yeah, I think I started actually, yeah, with my friend Maria. She was an illustrator and I studied fashion design. I went always by night to my university because it was always the shift of morning class and night class. And I was with Maria hanging out doing like serigraphy, doing my first like post up, I think is the name. Yeah. Like when you make like big stickers and then you go and
paste up
is the word, exactly. Paste it up in the city, and that's how I started. And then slowly like painting with brushes, and I was like, oh damn it, if a police is coming, I'm running with my brush, it's so stupid. So I quit the idea that it will be illegal because it's not functional for me, like running wise. And I was like, okay. And yes, then I started, after my fashion design career, I went to Hannover back because it finished. And I was like, okay, what can I do now? And then I went back home to Hannover and I met like my very good friends, Isakov in Crashkit, Kaspar, and there we started together to be a street art collective. But it started like friends drinking, having fun, and painting.
Yeah.
And we had the first big project was to paint the skate park, the Zweier in Hannover.
Cool.
And it was this, like summer, hanging out, friends, painting. And then we get our first commissions. And we were like, wow, you can do money with this? Oh my God. It was more money, but we were at this time maybe like, I don't know, maybe I was 23, something like this.
Yeah.
And we started to paint in clubs and it was more connected with the music scene, so the clubs and then we started to get invited to street art festivals that I never know before that they exist.
Yeah.
And it's like a bunch of artists that paint outside and I was like, oh, I love it. It's amazing because you get connected with so many people that like to paint outside like you, because at the end for me a mural is like a very huge canvas. And slowly it started like this, the part of painting murals.
Okay, so when you came back, did you want to continue an internship in fashion or something, or is this just like everything else happened and then you forgot about it?
I think I studied fashion, I finished it and I realized like why I studied this, like why. It's this typical thing that when you're young you're like, maybe I need to make money. I at this time I painted like t-shirts.
Okay.
And I was selling them in like hipster places and they were selling very good. And I was like, okay, this I can be designer, of course. Mm-hmm. But then the reality was like, no, I don't like this fashion industry.
Mm.
And at the end, the people were saying like, oh, I think what you are creating is costumes. You should study more for theater and this kind of stuff. But in Mallorca, we didn't have this... how can I say, we couldn't study like, there was just like fashion design, this other careers that you can do. So I realized, no, this is not my way. But thanks to fashion design, I realized too that I can paint my fabrics. I didn't have money, so I bought like this white one, what at the end is like a canvas, and I painted them. And then I was like more happy with painting than sewing, you know?
Oh, okay.
And then that's how I quit my career that not even started. And I said, no, it's impossible. So yeah. But still, I'm doing costumes and I'm doing costumes for my performance and still I use it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, you didn't do it for nothing. Like you learned stuff as well, right?
Yeah. But I think nothing is for, nichts ist für nichts. How can I say? Like, at the end, I thanks to this study, I realized that I learned a lot, like starting a project, how you get inspiration from the beginning, from a sketch to a real life, and all this kind of stuff helped me for my future.
Yeah. I agree. I think you always benefit from whatever education you had before you land on whatever you end up sticking with. And I think even though you said you didn't used to be a graffiti artist, but your background in street art definitely shows in your work today. And I think just the fact that you started out doing street art and pay stubs as a kid officially makes you the coolest guest we've ever had on the show. Sorry to all
the
other guests.
Oh.
I'm sure they would agree.
Thank you so much.
But like you said, you paint on a lot of different types of surfaces, from canvases to huge murals in the most vibrant colors all across the world. How do you go about painting a large scale piece, and what makes that process so interesting to you?
I start doing a sketch on the iPad, and it's all digital.
Right.
So it's more easy to show to the clients or mm-hmm. whoever wants to have the wall, the owner of the house, like, this is what I'm doing.
Yes.
So, and it's very easy to change colors, la, la, la. Mm-hmm. And then you do a grid.
Right.
Like all the mm-hmm. people have different grid things, what they can do. And I write always names of friends, mm-hmm. do like abstract things. And the people always are like, oh, someone did vandalism on the wall. I'm so sorry, we didn't protect it. And I was like, no, 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 this is how I start. Then I do a picture and I Photoshop it. And mm-hmm. so you have like this transparent my picture and mm-hmm. I put it as a layer
right
in front of the wall. I don't know if I explained it well, but
so you can still see the texture of the bricks through.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then it's a little bit like Mal nach Zahn. You try to find the words on the wall mm-hmm. and connect them like with your sketch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If someone needs help, they can write me. I always like to share knowledge. Yeah. And this is how you start. And then it's like just painting it, like mm-hmm. trying to be fast because sometimes it's raining, sometimes a strong sun.
Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes the walls are falling, like really the structure of the walls are not good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sometimes everything is very good. Yeah. So that's what I like of painting in the streets, that it's always an adventure mm-hmm. and every mm-hmm. wall is different.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And the surrounding, sometimes the machine is not working. I love it, really. It's like a drama. And I'm like, suffering.
Why
but
is that?
Same I love it.
Because it gives you a problem to solve? Or what?
It's always a problem to solve.
Okay.
Sometimes you don't get your paints mm-hmm. and you're like, okay, maybe I change the colors. No, but I really love it. And plus you're outside in the streets, you're active, you use all your body to make movements mm-hmm. And you inspire like people mm-hmm. and I like it to inspire like the kids, no, mm-hmm. like and like the female small child. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my god, sometimes I let them go up in my lift and I let them mm-hmm. drive because I don't know, I will like to see some female artist painting outside and then that this person is taking my hand.
Yeah.
That's why I'm trying to make it. Yes.
That's so nice. I love that.
Yeah.
So you get direct feedback from people as you're painting.
Yes, because you're outside
yeah.
and it's always sometimes good, sometimes it's bad, but the reaction with the people is incredible. Yes. And
that's...
you always, at the end, you're painting in the neighborhood mm-hmm. of them and you get to know them, even the routine, like, oh, no, they finished the work. Now they're coming back.
Yeah.
yeah. and you're like there and they're very friendly, even offering you teas or mm-hmm. you go to eat with them in the family house. And I don't know, maybe I'm in Mexico and then I get to know this culture very well because I'm deep inside of the culture in some barrio very far away mm-hmm, from mm-hmm. the city where the tourists are, you know? And that's what I love.
That's so fascinating to me because that just sounds so much more rewarding than staring at a screen for hours. And then at the end of the project, you get an email from the client saying, we all like it, thank you. And then that's it. I've only done like a handful of murals, maybe, I don't know, or maybe six or seven, not that many. Actually, Vicky taught me how to paint murals at South by Southwest in Austin. Yeah, you did teach me. I had never done it before. And I've done it a couple times, but only ever on like never larger than, I want to say, a 2 or 3 meter tall wall. So I would maybe climb up on a ladder, but that's about it. But I've never done an entire side of a house, right? So you mentioned lifts. Do you mostly use scissor lifts or do you set up an entire scaffolding along the facade of the house? How does that work?
It depends on the client.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I do everything.
Okay. I do it all.
I prefer lift, of course. Like scissor lift is the best.
Okay.
Because you're like an OG just sitting there.
Yeah.
You're not moving. You can have even a chair to have like dance sessions, have a lot of friends. That's the best. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
That sounds so fun.
Awesome. I want to talk a little bit about the contents of your art. So your colorful work often features mythical creatures, and you've shared that your Latin American roots inspire you very, very much or influence your ideas a lot. Can you elaborate a little bit about what inspires you?
Yes. Okay. The question is, what inspires you at the end?
No? Yeah.
I love it. Okay, yeah. What inspires me? Yes, actually, I always get inspired since I think I'm a child, like about like monsters and all this, like surreal creatures. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you say this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And I don't know where this fascination was coming from, like really since I'm a child, like, oh my God, I love these monsters, teeth, big eyes, a lot of eyes. Mm-hmm. And then I started to get in touch more with my roots because I was born as a Latin in Germany. So it was like more like, yeah, my family a little bit, but that's it. And then I went for my first time to Mexico because my parents were living there, and it was like, wow, the culture there is amazing. I learned a lot, this vibrant colors, and it was so loud, and I don't know, all these textures, the fabrics. I went home and my luggage were like full of fabrics and stuff because I couldn't stop like to see this and be like very super fascinated, like a child again, like. And then I went to Peru as an adult for the first time. I think was like 24 or 25 to meet my grandfather in Cusco, and then again I get crazy with, like, they have like some pompons, a lot of pompons from llamas, and I bought everything, and I was like, oh my God, it's amazing, you know, from all this travelings. It's like a small diary that I write in my head. And when I come back to Germany in my studio, it's all about, okay, what I did, what kind of beautiful cultures I met, what kind of fabrics I bought, the pictures I look again. I go to museums to see like the ethnological museums, the sculptures and everything. And all of this, I'm like a sponge. And I go back, and it comes out again, like, oh my God, what happened? And then I use all these fabrics for my costumes, like even maybe like 4 years later, but I recollect everything, very messy. But yes, and at the end, it's all about this.
So it's not only your roots, it's also travel in general?
Travel in general, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ah, super cool. I would be too precious to cut up something I bought 4 years ago. I would be like, oh, this is like limited. I only have 2 square meters of it. I cannot touch it.
Yeah, but I have 10 of them, you know? Okay. And then you're like, yes. No, but at the end, it's all about, I don't know, like giving appreciation for like indigenous cultures too. And I like this connection with the nature, the human beings, and they have like goddess that it's like Pachamama, it's the goddess of the nature. For me, it's like cute stories that I really love, where like you are not as a human so far away from nature.
Yeah.
They're like all living together, and I like that they have like goddess or creations that take care of this. And all these stories I love, I observe, I see them, and then I use this for my art because I feel the same.
Yeah, it's so hard to stay connected to nature. I think if you live in an urban environment, you kind of lose a little bit the connection to nature, and it only comes back to you if you actually in nature, and then it feels so right, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah, you gotta touch grass every now and then.
But it's so cool that you also get inspired by textures. I think we had an interview before where somebody got inspired by brushes and what they do. Mm-hmm. And I think like it's I could just imagine what a pom-pom would make you feel. Like it's just like gives you an indescribable inspiration. It's like every texture kind of finds its way into your art. I feel like you can really see that in your art, that it's like made of different experiences.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like, well, yes, said. Wow. No, but yeah.
Is that something you consciously ever reflect upon? You know, both your heritage or the things that actively inspire you, or do you just sit down with a, you know, blank canvas in front of you and it just happens?
Yeah, it's just coming out from my inner heart, like just mm-hmm.
like
this,
a real artist.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. I of course I always have inspiration, so I'm researching mask or like some traditional dance. Mm-hmm. Now I went to Sweden for in a museum. It's Skisne Museum, I think was the name.
Okay.
And there they wanted to have a costume and a dance. And I was like, okay, I always wanted to paint, to work with like Michelle Felix. She's a dancer. I met her in my studio. Mm-hmm. She went to the north of Mexico. She's from Mexico too, mm-hmm. to study one dance that it's El Baile del Venado, the dance of the deer. Mm-hmm. And it's connected with like some pre-Columbian culture mixed with like Christian culture, because mm-hmm. everything is mixed right now there, mm-hmm. Religious wise. Mm-hmm. And she went there to study it. And I don't know, it's like at the end, a dance that is connected with nature, mm-hmm. but at the end has this religion like point of view. Mm-hmm. Can I say like this?
Yeah.
And I was fascinated because she brought all this this traditional mask from there, and I was like, oh my god, it's amazing. And she has like even something that she puts around the feet, like an instrument, mm-hmm. and it's oh my god, how is this in English? Like Schmetterlingskokon. Uh-huh. Schmetterlingskokon. It sounds like Schmetterling in English.
Butterfly cocoon, I guess.
Butterfly cocoon. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. And they put a lot of this, and inside they put like some small stones, mm-hmm. and they make a sound of.
Oh, wow.
And this is an instrument. And oh my god, I was like fascinated how human being can be so creative and uh-huh. so cool.
Yeah.
So all of this, we used some of this for this dance, and I make at the end a remix of what I see, what I feel. This is the base, but mm-hmm. I change it mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. it's what I feel in this moment. So my colors are more like high, more like up. Mm-hmm. And I did like a two-face mask, and yeah, she used some of this traditional mm-hmm. instruments and stuff, and I put my things together.
Cool. Did you say the dance or the type of music was called Vallenato? No.
El Baile del Venado.
Okay.
It's a dance of the deer.
Oh, okay.
This is one traditional dance.
Huh.
Yes.
So
nice.
Do you collaborate often for these performances? Because I see that you also make these masks and costumes, and obviously somebody has to perform in it. And I was never sure, like, how would you go about collaborating with a performer? Do you just reach out to them, or does it just happen somehow?
Yeah. It's at the end, yeah, very natural too. So it happens just. I'm a little bit like an art director, maybe I can mm-hmm. say. So I have a vision, an idea in my head, and I know what I want to have. And then I find the people. I see always people mm-hmm. and I never forget them. And I have a small catalog in my head, like, mm-hmm. oh, wow. This person is a very good musician. Some moment I want to make a work with this person. This person is a very good video maker. And mm-hmm. some moment I will call it when I have the budget for it, you know?
Yeah.
And then I come back and I write them, ask them like, this is my idea. You want to be part of it or not?
Oh,
and
so
most
cool.
of the moment we're like, yes, oh my God, I love it. And then it's more like a jam session.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the idea, but it's not always finished. So I like to trust the musician because this is the master on it. I can't mm-hmm. say, oh, I want a song more like la la la, because I don't know. I can say the vibe is more dark. You want to be an old lady. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I give them some mm-hmm. topics, and mm-hmm. but at the end, this person is the artist. I not me in this moment. And yeah. even like for the dancer, I can give them some ideas, but it's at the end, yeah. a collaboration in terms of, yeah, this costumes and dances. But for the last times, I was doing big sculptures for like festivals,
mm-hmm.
more like scenographies. Then it's like more my work and someone is doing it for me.
Ah, okay.
So I have a team.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, because I realized that I have very big ideas always in my head and I'm like very nervous because I want to do it now, but I can't do it alone.
Yeah.
So I realized, no, come, stop it. You can't learn 1,000 techniques because at the end I will do everything not so good. So I was like, I will just work with like the masters of this technique
yeah.
and mm-hmm. then do it together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I realized I do just a digital sketch. I send them and then, yeah, I paint it.
Okay. Mm. But with a performer you would often meet and exchange, or what do you mean by a jam session with them?
Yes, I'm work like I send them the pictures of the costumes
mm-hmm.
or if I don't have a costume because it's like a new thing that we are doing, I send them like, okay, this is the story, this is my inspiration coming from, in like I'm sitting here with you, I'm like explaining my idea
mm-hmm.
and then they're like, oh, maybe I can use this kind of instruments, and mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I like it a lot. So and then the dancer is, okay, maybe I can make like these kinds of dance, and I'm like, hey, perfect, just do it. Yeah.
And then you would just like make the costume and then send it to him, to the person, or
no,
like...
we are always working together, so mm-hmm. So we have like rehearsal, I think is the word. We
yeah.
do like rehearsals.
Okay.
Rehearsals. Like we work together, we do this, and then I put on a costume, and they're like, oh no, I can't move so good. Maybe we need to change
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm.
Then I try to change it. Da, da, da. So at the end, it's perfect for them.
So you have various clients from urban initiatives to art institutes. How do you typically find your clients? Because to me, and I know you do all kinds of stuff, maybe you're even more of a fine artist than an illustrator, I guess, right? You seem to do it all. Because we have a lot of illustrators here that mostly tend to work in either editorial or advertising. So I feel like at this point we have kind of a good idea of what their client acquisition process is like. But as a mural artist, a muralista.
An artist. Just
yeah.
artist.
Okay. what's the process there? And I feel like from my experience, the hardest part about murals always seems to be just finding the walls. Maybe I just don't know the right people, but how do you find your walls and how do you find all these opportunities?
Yeah, at the end, I don't know. I'm a multifaceted artist, so
mm-hmm.
I do a lot of things because I always get bored. So
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I paint murals, I do canvas, I do illustrations too.
Mm-hmm.
And and the costumes. But yeah, it depends of the... what you want to ask, like the murals,
mm-hmm.
I get the murals or a lot of projects actually, thanks to Instagram.
Oh, okay.
It's like mm-hmm. my main tool to get mm-hmm. jobs. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe even like 60-70% of the mm-hmm. jobs are coming from Instagram.
Interesting.
And then the rest of is yeah, like someone is talking about you, like mund to mund propaganda, like
word of mouth.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Like mm-hmm. someone recommends you, and I recommend other people too. Always, mm-hmm. this is how it works. Or for me, it works like this. You can do as and what I do too to get murals. There's like always a moment in the winter season. So right now to January or something like this, February, mm-hmm. you write a lot of festivals, like mural festivals. Mm-hmm. You send a portfolio. So you need to make this work of sending portfolio, open calls, and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there are many of these open calls for even exhibitions. Or okay. Or all these other things in the creative scene, but you need to search.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So you have to actively apply. Essentially.
Actively. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is something that I learned, I think maybe this two last years, because I was, oh my God, applying even this, oof, so much work, but it really helps. And I feel like it's like a seed that you're like putting, because you're putting a lot of seeds, and maybe it's not coming tomorrow or this year, but it will happen in some moment because someone is seeing it. Mm-hmm. And if it's a good resonance, if it's like someone like it, it will not forget.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always think it takes a lot of confidence to reach out to people and be like, this is me, this is what I do, this is what I can offer. Because I don't feel like that most days, honestly. And I'm sure we've all felt imposter syndrome to a certain degree. But if it's, you know, I mean, you have to pay your bills somehow. So
I was like this too at the beginning, but then it was a moment that I was like, no, I want to stop being a victim. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. I want to be mm-hmm. active. I want to have a change mm-hmm. because I can't wait that someone is knocking my door. Of course, mm-hmm. like, hey, I have a job for you. Yeah. But it happens to me too. That's mm-hmm. how I get mostly my jobs. And I'm very thankful.
Yes.
But now I was like, I moved now to Berlin. I don't have so many exhibitions here. What's happening? And then I was like, okay, I start writing galleries. And I don't know, there is the moment that other artists are like, no, don't do that. This is very bad. Mm-hmm. The galleries want to see you and find you. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, but if no one is seeing me, what can I do? So I just started to write galleries. And it was always good. Huh. But I get like two exhibitions thanks to this. And I wrote just three galleries.
Oh, wow.
So it's not even that I write a lot, because mm-hmm. I have still like this, the fear of like, oh, should I do or not?
Yeah.
But then I check like, oh, what kind of artists are in this gallery? Can I fit? So I make a good research mm-hmm, and then mm-hmm. I write them.
Oh, okay. Good, good, good. I guess it pays off to be proactive, and you just have to be okay with rejection every now and then. I guess it's just part of it, right?
And actually, I like it more because it's digital. Mm-hmm. It's not so much pain for me, because for me, it's too far away.
Yes.
If I knock the door there with my face and putting away my cute everything, like, hello, and I close the door, I think probably I will cry. Yes.
Not you.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, damn it.
Okay. Well, I have another question for you, if that's okay. So you not only do you paint, build masks, costumes, sculptures, and all kinds of installations, but you also transfer your drawings into pottery. It feels like you've already dabbled in pretty much every medium at this point. Is there something else you want to try, or is there any type of dream project for you? You mentioned you'd like to do anything and everything if you could, and I hope you will. Life is long. I feel like you can do it all if you want to. I believe in you. No. Is what I'm trying to say.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll shut up now.
Oh my God, yes, I want to do a lot of stuff, actually. Mm-hmm. I don't know, actually, I would love to do, with this performance thing, I would love to do like I don't know if it's like a theater, but mm-hmm. theater act. How mm-hmm. can I say theater? Yeah. 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 Like, I would love to make a show like 1 hour. So this means like several musicians and several dancers and very create a story, because I'm at the end, I'm a storyteller.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. I would love to do this, because at the end, it's not like always 2D, it's like 3D, it's moving, it makes something. And mm-hmm. I have the feeling music and dance always make something with the people. Mm-hmm. You can see really people crying or with the face like, oh my God. Yeah. This is what sometimes this Nervenkitzel, this mm-hmm. moment, I love that paintings is in exhibitions. For me, it's not happening mm-hmm. so much. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was like, oh, now thanks to this performance that I did in a museum, I was like, oh my God, I would love to do something 1 hour, mm-hmm. musicians. And we were thinking about how to do, and I would love, and this is the important key, to do it, even the instruments. Mm-hmm. So to build the instruments.
Oh, wow.
Can be like big pottery, like ceramic instruments, mm-hmm. like, and you can do flutes even with this, like you can do a lot of stuff and even work with professional, like, instrument mm-hmm. building people. Okay. Instrument power. Okay, yourself. Yes, exactly. This would be one dream. The other dream would be.
So you would write the screenplay for the. Would you direct it too? You would art direct it, obviously. Yeah.
And do a scenography. Mm-hmm. My idea was to make a scenography to take away, to put in some luggage to take and to build up in some other places.
Oh, okay.
So I'm thinking mm-hmm. how it can be possible to move
mm-hmm.
with not so much stuff.
Mm-hmm. A stage design you could easily take apart, put in a bunch of suitcases.
Exactly, because at the end I'm doing it already. Yes. I did stage design, I did this, mm-hmm. but now making the fusion of all together in one project. Of course I'm scared, but I'm like, I want to do it, because if I'm a granny, I will not have this moment like, why I never did this.
Yeah, so that's very true. Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, let's do, and I have crazy friends that they're like, yeah, let's do it. So at the end we're like, whoa, okay.
Exactly, come on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing is, in muralism, I think I did a lot and I mm-hmm. like it, mm-hmm. but I would love to make more sculptures mm-hmm. for the city. Mm-hmm. I think this will be a dream. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Like to have more modern sculptures mm-hmm. in the city. This will be like, oof, Ritterschlag. Like, oh my God. If someone is like taking a sculpture of mine for, I don't know where, I don't care which city. Maybe, no, of course, amazing, like Berlin, but it's difficult. And
I mean, I don't see why not. It feels like, you know, being a part of creating a lasting monument that's feels so much more permanent than, I don't know, a digital illustration, even a mural, maybe, you know, you always know at some point someone might paint over it. But if you have a statue standing there that you got to design, that sounds fun.
Yeah, that's really funny. And the other dream will be, I have so many, to design a children's playground.
Oh, cool. Oh,
wow. Like mm-hmm. a crazy one. Oh my God. With like monsters, masks and everything, but very colorful. Because I saw them, I always pass by and they look so, so bad. Like, oh my God. Even you're like, I don't want to pass by. It's so like spooky.
Yeah.
Yeah, like very crazy, colorful. I would love to design. Yeah. Yes.
Make it really dangerous too.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Maybe not in Germany. This will not, I don't think this will happen. I'm not trying to be negative, but I feel like a colorful monster playground. It sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, you just gotta put out all the ideas. It's so inspiring to see how you are doing so much already and you still want to do more. And I just think I'm very inspired now to like try different things that I usually do
mm-hmm.
and also maybe move away from the computer, except for when I need to do outreach. Do you have any exhibitions coming up that you are working on right now?
Yes, I will have this exhibition in Mommsen 35 in Charlottenburg. Mm-hmm. I think in April.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's too far away. Yeah, I think April. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why I will work all the winter for this exhibition. And yeah, this is at the moment the only project that is confirmed. There are several, but still not confirmed.
Hmm. And this is a solo exhibition?
It's a solo exhibition, okay. Yes. And for me, solo is always like, oof, because you're there opening your heart. And
yeah.
It's like, come get in. Ah!
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking.
It's very, I'm nervous, but very excited too, because I have the feeling when you do solo shows, you grow so fast because mm-hmm. you're just there working in one theme or mm-hmm. just one topic for one main project. And I will dedicate now like 4 months for it.
Yeah, wow, that's long.
Just on this. So, and this is how I learned like that mm-hmm. I make bigger steps in growing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds awesome to dedicate your time to one thing specifically. Mm-hmm. For a long time. Can you share something about what the exhibition is about, or is this still a secret?
It's still a secret.
Okay.
Well, actually, I didn't start it. No, I have some ideas, but it will be all a process. At the end, I will find out. But I'm doing now like some wood sculptures. This will be my only secret that I will say to you. Like, there will be like some wood sculptures like from like 60 centimeters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I never did this before.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're learning a new skill as well.
I'm working with some people together. Yeah. But because this is, again, you will work for this a lot. And I was like, I prefer to give it to the professionals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I painted and I designed it.
Oh, super cool. That's also translates pretty well for your playground dream, because then you could have like these sculptures on your children's playground.
Yeah.
Perfect for your portfolio.
Yeah, this would be cool.
Yeah, super cool. Yeah, we would lastly give our listeners an opportunity to find you. Where can people see your work apart from the exhibition in Berlin in April?
On Instagram.
On
Yumu Monster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And any murals you want to advertise or something?
Murals?
I don't know. Maybe people could see your work in cities. I guess they have to find it themselves.
This is even in my Instagram too. I write always like the streets. I started to write the streets too because people were like, okay, cool wall, but where is this?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, good idea, actually. Maybe I wanted to start to, in my website, that every artist is like work in process. Maybe to make a small like map to show where the murals are.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Have you done any murals here in Berlin?
It was more in my studio part in Reinickendorf.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, not yet, actually.
What was your favorite mural project?
My
if there is
favorite.
One.
Ui, difficult question. Weiß ich nicht.
Wenn du ist auch okay, wenn du keine Antwort hast.
Nein, actually they're like, all the murals are very cool and mm-hmm. very rough and I don't know. But actually I liked it, this project. That I really feel like I want to tell now. Mm-hmm. And it was a very small wall, actually, mm-hmm. But it was in Nepal
mm-hmm.
because I always was my dream to go to Nepal mm-hmm. and I was painting it there like with, I think we were like 12 artists or even more, mm-hmm. like all together, a very big mm-hmm. mural for some government building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it was a residency. They invited us. Carlo is the name. And mm-hmm. I liked it a lot because, at the end, you get very deep into the culture, and I met all these artists, and I like this project a lot.
A lot of local artists too?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amazing.
That sounds fun. Cool. Thank you so much. Thanks, Yumu. This was really fun. And also thanks to all our listeners for still supporting this little podcast project here. We will be back in 2 weeks with Yumu's partner in crime and life, Florian Schommer. That'll be another fun one. Until then, I don't know.
Thanks for being
ciao
here.
Ciao, cacao. Yeah.
Oh, danke. Did
you just say ciao, cacao?
I did. Don't tell anyone. It's never happened.
Nicht rausschneiden.
Damn it.